Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the show. Never gets old, does it, everyone? Thank you, everyone, for calling in. Please call in. Please call in. Let's start with a little, let's do a little entertainment. Why don't we? Why don't we? Now, remember how old this song is. And how is it that we would get this right? So I'm going to read it first. And then I do feel inspired to do a little singing, which, of course, will prove I have no talent. But here it goes. Now, remember how old this song is. And this is Revolution Calling. For a price, I'd do about anything except pull the trigger. For that, I'd need a pretty good cause. Then I heard of Dr. X, the man with the cure. Just watch the television. Yeah, you'll see there's something going on. Got no love for politicians or that crazy scene in D.C. It's just a power mad town. Oh, thank you, birds. But the time is ripe for changes. There's a growing feeling that taking a chance on a new kind of vision is due. I used to trust the media to tell me the truth. Tell us the truth. But now I've seen the payoffs everywhere I look. Who do you trust when everyone's a crook? There's a revolution calling. Gotta make a change. Gotta push. Gotta push it on through. I'm tired of all this bullshit they keep selling me on TV about the communist plan and all the shady preachers begging for my fucking cash, Swiss bank accounts while giving their secretaries the slam. They're all in Penthouse now, or Playboy, magazines, million-dollar stories to tell. I guess Warhol wasn't wrong. Fame 15 minutes long. Everybody's using. Everybody making a sale. I used to think that only America's way was right. But now the holy dollar rules everybody's lives. Gotta make a $1 million. Doesn't matter who dies. There's a revolution calling. Revolution calling. Gotta make a change. Gotta push. Gotta push it on through. I used to trust the media telling the truth. Tell us the truth. But now I've seen the payoffs everywhere I look. Who do you trust when everyone's a crook? Revolution calling. Gotta make a change. Gotta push. You gotta push. You gotta push. All right, let's see how I do. Well, I'm tired of all this bullshit they've been selling me on TV about the communist way. I guess Warhol wasn't wrong. Fame 15 minutes long. Everybody's using, everyone's playing the game. I used to trust the media to tell me the truth. Tell us the truth. Who do you trust when everyone's a crook? Revolution calling. There's a revolution calling. There's a revolution calling my name. Come with me, everyone. Come with me. Sorry for the theatrics. Sorry for the theatrics. I just had to do it one time. Just one time. Thank you, Jeff Tate and Queensryche, for giving us so much incredible material. A little loud. Sorry, everyone. That was fun. That was fun. I got to take some calls, though. All right. So here's what we're going for. The moment you've been waiting for. Drum roll. PRQ people, keep putting your subscriptions in, prescriptions in. I need your identity argument for why identity might be helpful. If I have your identity, I get to make you sovereign. So if I can, in one click of a button, I make you all free humans again, is what I'm going for. That's what we're going for. That's what we're all working behind the scenes for. So if I know who you are, I can release the liens against you. That's what we're going for. And get you a lotal title to your land. So two things. I need to know where you're at. I need to know who you are. And I need to free you from the system. keep plugging away here. Keep plugging away. Just keep up with me. I want you free. I want you to have your own land. That's my job, is to free humanity from these systems. Spread it far and wide. Bludgeon, beat the living shit out of BBS radio. Just keep cranking people and subscriptions, prescriptions, prescriptions, prescriptions. I need to know what you need. I need to know what you want. I'm sorry to be so animated, but I really, really know how this thing works. Let's get you free of title, free of all identity. I love you so much. Couple notes real quick. Canadian number does not work. The Canadian number does not work. Sorry. Thank you, Aaron. I'll be in touch with you this week. The Casey and the Sunshine Band, I'll be right on top of you here in probably be early tomorrow. We've got a lot of advances for all of you. My Ballard girls, I'm ready to go. And you're going to go a little bit farther north, and there's going to be a lot of water. I hope that's okay. I haven't seen a publication from my Irish family. Just get the highest form of title so I can duplicate it. I was successful getting through to Austria and Germany today, and they're going to get me an example of title. So I'm going to get the people in that area also an example of how you homestead in Ireland and Germany, Austria, and can and additionally get you free of title and identity. All right. Sorry, I'm so full of myself. Just having so much fun. Might see the mermaid today. I'm not sure. It's always a slippery little thing. All right. Well, let's start again. BBS Radio, thank you so much. I'm ready to go with my calls. Asa from Australia online. Something. Question about rainbows. What are rainbows? Asia. Is it Asa? Or Asa?
Hi, it's Asia.
Asa, thank you. Sorry for destroying your name.
That's okay. No problem. Hi, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor. How do you know I'm your neighbor? Is it the lyrikeets giving me away? Are the lyrikeets giving me away?
I think we listen to the same birds sometimes.
All right. You don't know. We have lyrikeets in America. I go back and forth so many times, you don't actually know where I'm at. I play coy.
That's true. So my question is about rainbows. So I've had an experience twice in my life where I've been driving the car. I've seen a beautiful rainbow. I have actually driven through the edge of the rainbow when it hits the road. Now, aren't rainbows supposed to, you can never reach a rainbow? And that's happened twice now, and I've triggered it again because it happened a few weeks ago. So is there some kind of portal or energy associated with a rainbow?
Outstanding question. That is beautiful. Thank you for a high-level question. I think we're all thirsty for quality information, wouldn't you say?
I certainly am, yeah. I've got a gazillion questions, and that's just one. So,
all right. So, so let's make a rainbow a full circle now. Make it a whole circle, not a half circle. Uh-huh. And where's the other half going?
Through the earth.
Right. So, what you're seeing there is the dimensional energetics of. I got to be careful here. Let's see, the veil is starting to open up from the other dimensions, is the best I can do. So if when you focused on it and became more of it, you actually left this dimension, is what you, based on what you explained to me. So when you could be a part of it, notice how you felt. was different, wasn't it?
I was amazed that it happened.
Right. So you went to another dimension without, let's say, controlling it, just participating with it. So that's how spirit works for the most part, is you don't really have you don't deliberate. You don't like judge it. You don't have thought. You got to remember, you don't have thought when you do travel to other dimensions. You just kind of participate with it in a way that's really graceful. It's just like really light and loving. It is much like being in love, is when you stay there and then you go participate with, in this case, it's with a planet and a dimension, unbelievable things happen. So you're actually would be considered one of our greatest teachers, because now you can explain it because you did it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Not something I did deliberately. It just happened. So there is no downside.
That's right. So there was no doubt. There was allowance. You went and played. And so, you know, when you play with like Lucia Nicola Evans, she'll allow you to play with her because she wants to accept her. Well, that's what you did with that rainbow.
Okay. So whenever we do see a rainbow, there is a possibility in every case to transition to another frequency.
That is God doing its best to communicate with you. Look. What's the symbolism is the symbolism our childhood brought us? There's always a bucket of gold at the bottom of a rainbow, isn't there?
Pot of gold, and now I've done it four times.
Yep. They're tricking us, but it's actually true. It's hidden in plain sight. That is God coming in to touch you and say, hey, there is another way out of here. There's another dimension. There's more to this than you can see. You can put 100 words to it, but that's it for me.
Okay, so the pot of gold is literally gold of the spirit.
Going through, avoiding hyperspace, avoiding the control mechanisms of this type of human. Yes, that's how I would explain it. Yes, you did well. You already knew the answer. That's the funny thing, is you already know that, didn't you?
Well, I knew it was amazing, but there was this little nagging that there was a possibility of it was a two-way street, not a one-way.
It could possibly take you to another place. Yep. No, you know, you have a good point there, but here's what I'm doing my best to explain. Higher dimensional beings do not mess with lower dimensional beings. You don't go around kicking anthills, do you?
No.
No, you don't. You don't have a desire to do it. But there is a potential someone would like to explore, vice versa. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. You made my day, because I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. Bye.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm scared. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm scared of this next call, because I remember Peggy. Pretty sure I remember Peggy. She's from Arizona. Everyone from Arizona, are they like just gnarly? They're just like awesome, gnarly. Like they want it all or nothing. And she has a question called, should we be focusing on political events or the spiritual awakening? Peggy, you there? You there, Peggy?
Hi, Q. It's been so long.
Thank you for staying with me. Thank you.
I just found you again.
Well, I'm trying to find myself too, so join the club.
So my
where do you want to find us? Where do you want to find us? We should find something.
I'm sorry?
I said, where do you want to find us? We should find something.
Find us? I want to find us in a better place.
Okay, well, tell me where you're at, man, because I'm in a pretty good spot, I must say.
Well, I'm in the mountains in Arizona.
I love and Flagstaff. Is that where you're still at?
Yeah,
you're still up there?
I'm pretty close.
Yeah. Yes. You shut down the Catholic horoscope? I mean kaleidoscope? I mean telescope? You shut that baby down yet?
Are you talking about that's in Tucson?
Yeah, I'm making jokes. Lucifer? So sorry.
Yeah, Lucifer.
Please let me be of service to you today. What is your question?
Well, Q, I got into sharing and awake people. And so, you know, you go down all these rabbit holes and following the political corruption, the children, all that stuff. And so I'm just wondering if the people listening, are we wasting our time by focusing there? Should I be focusing on spiritual awakening? Should I maybe just start posting about that stuff? Or should I just life?
It's exactly why I'm doing these shows, is I'm doing my best, at least, to prove that the more we keep making people aware of the past, that maybe the whole thing is so rigged to get us to keep thinking about the past. Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I'm working on. That's what you're working on. Okay. So if I focused on how many presidents raped me, then what service would I be to humanity? Because I have all my memories. Do I want to tell you about what I went through? How they tortured me? How they've murdered me? What good would that do? If first of all, they made sure I can't prove it. So I can do this all day long. But what does it do for life? I don't care about what's happened to us. We're ready to go forward now, aren't we?
Yes. I only thought it was helping by waking people to the control.
Yeah. You know what I would do? Thank you so much. And this is PRQ. All solutions are welcome. Let's use forthepeople.space for disclosure. Let's use James Corbett for disclosure. Let's use Benjamin Fulford for disclosure. And let's, the rest of us, these guys are trained to do it. These guys are really good at this. A lot of horsepower behind them. Just direct them to the information. I would direct people. Okay. And then, because you're a spiritual teacher, you know it and I know it. So once you find your spirit, you can't deny it. And that's what you're really good at, is helping people find their consciousness, their spirit, whatever word you like there. And then just let the horsepower, let the libraries that are already here for us, just direct them that way, because you're inspired. Say, hey, there might be a little more to the story. Just send them over to these libraries while it's still rolling. That's a subtle hint.
I'll start doing that.
So you've done your job. You just need, because you're excited, I can feel you want to help people, don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Don't stop, please.
Okay.
And then help me, okay?
Help you. Thank you so much.
Just love me. Just love me.
I love you.
And I love you. Love you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, Peggy always gets me moving. Peggy always gets me moving. Do you know what I mean? She's so lovely. All right, let's go back to New York. New York. God, I didn't know anyone lived there anymore. Okay, let's see. Susan from New York is got a question about oscillating the Merkaba. Is it the Merkaba or the Merkaba? Susan, are you there?
Yes. Good afternoon, Q.
Good day to you.
Can
You just make me smile.
I just want to be a retard. My goal is to be a retard. My goal. That's because they're the only ones that know anything. I mean, come on.
Your joy is so fun.
I don't know. I was going for Down syndrome or cerebral palsy or just being just a jackass. I don't know. I can do all three, I think.
All right. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay. We're waiting. We're all waiting. There's like 10 million people waiting for this big.
Exactly.
You do realize I'm a big deal. Okay. So let's see what's happening today. We're all on the edge of our seats. We're all on the edge of our seats for Susan to give us the question. Go ahead. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Wish me luck. Okay. Last week, Leah asked a question that was really awoken. Your answer awoken something into me. It was about the Merkaba, and you mentioned the word oscillating, and you mentioned it's expanding, and the oscillation components is what life is. Mm-hmm. So something awoken in me, and I realized perhaps, or maybe you can say it, is the oscillating Merkaba the same place as the center of our heart? And when we go out to create, is it right to say or correct to say, like, this oscillation, I can direct it to go swim with the dolphin. I can direct it to go create the experience I and we all wish to do. Is that accurate?
Yeah, there's about 75 questions in there. Well done. Very, very, very well done. Okay. And so this is what we're going through on the first part of the show today is to get you a comfortable with working with yourself. And you did really well explaining that. So if I can expand individuality, then it's not about the individuality, it's about the expansion itself is what you just told me. So we're going to go play in another direction is what you basically said to me. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Everything you said is 100% true, but there's still you still had words of limitation. So that's my encouragement is what if our self-awareness didn't recognize what you just said is basically my life's work. So if we don't know we have this capability, and what you said, we do have this capability, what you basically said is there's no limitations, is there?
Right.
There's no limitations.
Right.
It's just whether or not we're going to use our profound success. We're just really good at this. We just have to recognize that we're the masters of limitation now, aren't we?
Yes.
And you feel some of the other callers that come in and go, heaven is up to us. And that's my great encouragement. I hope that helps.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And it's profoundly beautiful. Thank you for all you're doing in Mermaid to just keep bringing this to us and helping us grow it. Could I ask a cue? Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
Were you going to add to that? Because I don't want to cut you off.
Mm-mm. No, I'm listening to you. You're amazing. I'm listening to you all day long. What you got?
I only have about 100 questions.
Keep it like going. Let's go.
Well, I was going to ask one more about the knowledge in the heart, and you talked about it earlier in the call, that you and Mermaid and Asha don't even need to talk, and it's synchronistic that you brought that up, about being in that heart center. I'm sure all of us here have those feelings of that knowingness in the heart. Is your experience that's sustained and continued, or is it kind of ebb and flow?
That's right. And that's why I need this nutrition of this question. Beautifully done. I need this nutrition because it'll stimulate where you're at, what you're observing, what you're seeing. The modeling that we're giving you is unlimited. What we're doing our best to say is everyone has this modeling, if you will, if you want to look at it literally. So we're not special. The 12 of us here are not special. You are, because you're creating the creation of creation. Very difficult to explain. You're actually doing it, whereas we just lit the fuse, and then we get to go play with the creation. That's what I would glean for everyone to express and experience, is we're participating with each other as one in multiple dimensions, multiple different experiences, multiple bodies, multiple animals, multiple trees, multiple things, multiple planets. We can't really identify. That seems to be our biggest hindrance of Source being here, recognizing itself. We don't identify with anything. And when we get here, you guys all identify with everything. You really love being Susan. You're Susan all day long, right? You love Susan.
Sometimes I really don't.
No, I'm making fun here. No, don't get me. We like, when you look at a dolphin, dolphins are my best tool, I think, because they don't really, they're just like dumb, funny, and smart at the same time. They're like so much, all they do, seal pups are the same, seals. That's where you came from. That's what you're used to, is playing as a seal. You're like, what's over here? What's over there? Oh my God, I'm going to eat a salmon. You know, that's you. So that's the best I can do. I'm so sorry to be flip.
No, it's not flipping. It's almost living in the heart. As we live in the heart, I had a discussion with one of my friends in this group, and we were discussing that it's almost become so simple that the way of life is the way we used to live it is complex, that it almost seems so simple. Like, what do we do with ourselves? Oh, I'll go have a coffee, or, oh, I'll go for a walk here. And it sounds like kind of what you explained with the dolphin. It's just light.
Yeah, we put a lot of angst on our expression. Thanks. It's beautiful. Well done. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Q. Just real quick, I have a cue for Q-ster. Would you like to move on to someone else? Or
go ahead. Let's go.
In Australia.
No, I like talking to you. I like talking to you.
I love talking to you. You're my great gift. Okay, it says Q. She's from Australia. Beautiful lady. Letter T. Q. She writes, Q, moving forward in peace, when colonies like Australia finally create a constitution, will it be necessary to include all benevolent sentient beings, or will our cenote have fundamental principles for all of humanity as borders are removed?
So in the future, so what we did when we went forward and backwards in the time traveling, we were, there's several team members. We're like, okay, so what are we going to do here? As far as we recognized education and awareness was first, excuse me. And that education process was adopted by the tools that you already have installed here. So the reason I'm on this computer right now and the reason I'm talking to you right now is I'm just using the tools that you guys are adapted to and adopting. It would be real easy for us not to say, we're not going to do it that way. We're just going to go door to door. We could have done it that way. But we realized the path of least resistance and the expression and the inspiration you have to get on these machines, we're like, well, let's just use them. We're going to get more mileage. And that's why you're there is an agenda to shut down these machines is because we're getting a lot of work done here, as you can see. So basically, we have a hard time thinking. I've already forgot your question. We don't know how to think. So I've already forgot your question. So try one more time. So what is the information you want? So you have to that's how weird we are. We don't think. We just are like free. We just sit there. I don't know how to explain it.
You mean?
I would like a little more definition, please. Yes.
So when the Constitution's created in Australia, will it be necessary to include all benevolent sentient beings?
Australia's in a lot of trouble. I'm not backing down on that. Because the alien agenda there is so well done. God, it's good. They can't even see it sneaking up on them. They think they are perfect. They believe everything's going well. Give me another cup of coffee, as you said, and another meal ticket on their wallet. They don't even see what's going on. So the aliens, for me, are taken cover, and they chose Australia. Tasmania's in there. New Zealand's in there. Because they made an island. They go, hey, you know, they're going to figure this. Basically, the meetings I've been in, the aliens have said they're going to figure this out. They're getting too smart. So where are we going to go? They remember the ancient wars. They remember all the ancient wars. And so they're re-energizing these wars in a way that just sustains them life with us. So we're the batteries. And so they're going to go after that and are doing a very good job. I can't find anybody, to be honest, in Australia that's willing to stand up. I haven't found anybody that, at least the volume. Dr. Neil is very prominent. I would say we need more numbers. So I'm going to leave it at that. But it's an opinion, and it's not an absolution. I hope that helps.
Perfect. It's perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you dearly. So much. Thank you. Really, for your love.
I love you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautifulness to you. All right. All right. So what are we going to do here? Oh, let's keep moving on. God, I feel like singing again. I wonder what I'm going to sing. Wake up. Wake up. Okay, we already done that one. Okay, let's not. Trying to be entertaining all the time. All right, we're going to go on to Kelly, who wants to follow up on tinnitus from last week. Kelly from I think that's Wisconsin. Wisconsin. I better hear a Wisconsin accent. If this is Kelly, from Wisconsin, I want to hear.
There is no Wisconsin accent.
Come on. I need something. This is all about me. I need some fun, man.
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call. I was thinking about the tinnitus from last week. And I definitely have tinnitus and have had it for a long time. But what I wanted to know is more about the feeling and seeing the spirit. Feeling, I think I have. But I'm kind of wondering more about what I should expect when seeing the spirit.
Okay. So, great job. So, I love talking to anybody with what is claimed to be tinnitus. So, I made fun of a medical report, as you witnessed last week. Okay. So, tinnitus is legitimate. Don't get me wrong. But it's engineered to stop you from feeling the spirit, the volume of light that's coming through you. And so the barcodes that are in your NATO, your DNA, multiple words for that, what they're doing is they're putting another transmission device from your body to stop you from hearing your authentic self. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I have other hearing issues too. So I'll show you how to overcome this. It's really easy. So watch when we do it together. So I'm going to command our spirits to increase our life force energy together. Okay. But you're not going to talk. Okay. So don't do any talking whatsoever. Okay. So what you're going to watch is you're going to see a channel the way your radio works, because you're a transmitter receiver. So when I do this, watch how the messaging changes. And I know it's tough because you got a radio next to you, but watch how the frequency changes, and then that frequency change that you observe, that's what you want to migrate to. And again, you have to teach me too, but I'm pretty sure I can get you to change your channel. Watch this, okay? Okay, so where are you at in Wisconsin?
La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Cool. And so it's okay to work with you a little bit here?
Yes, please.
Okay. It looks like you're sitting down. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so... All right, you want to go real easy on your day today, because I'm going to really step this up. Is that okay?
That'd be great.
And I'm not doing it for fanfare. And, you know, I don't need any accolades. I just want to help you. All right. Three breaths, please. One. Two. Three. And make sure you teach everybody else if something happens here, okay? If not, tell us it didn't work. It's okay. Okay, watch this. I'm gonna work really hard here. My love to you. Repeat after me. I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
Remember, you weren't supposed to talk. See, I tricked
sorry.
You. See how the brain works?
Yeah.
All right. So that's what you got to stop. Now, I do want you to talk with me, but I also know how the mind control works. I do want you to say the commands with me. That's where the fake tinnitus is coming from, is the mind. Okay. Let's do it together. Please repeat after me with your vocal cords strong and firm. Is that okay?
Okay.
Repeat after me. I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To increase my life force energy.
To increase my life force energy.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To give me all of me now.
To give me all of me now.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To increase my life force energy.
To increase my life force energy.
Count after me. Five.
Five.
Four.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Now.
Now.
Now, try and think. Good job. How's the tinnitus doing? See, it goes away, doesn't it? It's all gone, isn't it?
Well, I still have a little. It's not as loud.
Okay, the volume of noise you're hearing is your spirit.
Okay.
Now listen to it. It'll be primarily on the left side. And now that's you talking to you.
Okay.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Happy.
I bet. Sorry, I'm spoken
for. And very
for.
Relaxed. Yeah.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's for the real deal, so, isn't it? You gonna laugh or what? You're gonna do something that like shows people we're learning together. You're supposed to educate people now. What happened? What happened? What happened to you?
Oh, I got really buzzy and lightheaded and calm and just happy. It's just, I felt more spirit.
I know, and I love it so much. Having this knowledge, I've never known what to do with it to give it to you guys, and I guess this is the way we'll do it. You know, you have the same abilities I do, and to be able to heal people of cancer and everything else, I just, what do we do with this knowledge that you have? You're a teacher, and you just explained everything and experienced everything in 1 minute. I bet you're feeling really good right now.
Yeah, I am.
So it's going to grow throughout the day. Don't try and do too much today. Just kind of chill. For the next 24 hours, you are going to get a lot. So just go real easy. Don't let people impact you. Just kind of just watch life. And then tomorrow, maybe start again. Sorry for the suggestion. Sorry for the suggestion.
Thank you very, very, very much.
I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Beautiful day.
Thank you.
All right. I wonder how much time I have. Ooh, man. Chatty Cathy here is just all over the place. Let's see here. I'm supposed to be a radio show host thing, stuff. Everyone does. God, I want to get to Sarah from Canada. I have lots of Canada questions. But I have to go in order to be respectful and appreciative of Andrea and Karen from Cali and PA. How can someone be from Cali and PA? No one would live in York, Pennsylvania, would they? About light beings. And
aloha!
And how would we ever have a relationship with California and Pennsylvania at the same time? That's not possible. What's the song? I'm feeling California. No. I'm looking California, but I'm feeling Arizona. No, I'm looking California, looking Minnesota. I don't know. I mean, we can go both ways. What's going on with you two?
Aloha.
I remember you. Aloha. I know you.
Aloha. This is Andrea from California, and I'm in Pennsylvania with
Karen.
You're crazy. You're a crazy person.
And we're calling you together. And okay, so what of the projects for myself?
That's your problem. First part is calling me, so go ahead.
Okay. One of the projects for myself is for money to be obsolete and to be free. And I do not want to have conversations and thoughts in my head, though my question is, are the businesses that light beings are participating in and growing helping us? Is this helpful duality or what? And please help me to know what is happening. And after you respond, Karen has a question.
Very good. So for this route, this column of information that we're utilizing, we want to get your names removed from your spirit. That is my whole goal here. I want you to all be sovereign so you can create and not have someone say you're you without you saying you're you. So as long as you can express yourself, I am going to work my ass off to make sure everyone's sovereign on this planet. And in the meantime, why don't I get you some property too, is what, let's get us all free on our earth is what I'm going for, is one of the solutions that are not just mine. There are many, many individuals. And so that's that now initiates your real question. So if I can get you free of commerce, if I can get you free of ownership and identity and title of anything and get you your own planet, then I could actually answer your question, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
I hope that helps.
It does. And here's Karen. She has a question for you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aloha.
I am so lucky.
Oh,
I'm so lucky to have you guys. I am so lucky to have you guys in my life. Thank you so much.
So you know who we are.
I do.
Have you identified who the 12? You know where they are? Are you all together, or are you still waiting to all be together?
We mingle. The way we mingle in the dimension, the other callers did very well. It does oscillate. So I'll interact with 5, 6 in a given year, whereas 1 year I might only so if you look at Lucia Nicole Evans, that is one of them. So I promote her because you'll actually get to feel how we work. But she has her own expression. So she's going to be different than me, where I'm a catalyst, and she's maybe favors the healing side, etc. Ron Amatron was a healer, as an example. So you got to look. Max Steele, he was an innovator. He liked engineering. He liked to build things. So we all have a little bit of personality, but that personality interacts in time and out of time in a way that is our unique expression of ourselves. And that's what makes us, maybe we would argue, more powerful, because we're going to participate in your time over there and this time over here, and we'll all do a little more work in different directions is maybe one way we would look at it. But please, more questions. Beautifully done. That's very, very advanced question.
You have time for one more?
Please. I always have time.
Okay. Will smoking pot hurt the ascension cycle? If it's really fun.
Okay, so anything from so the reason marijuana and pot was identified is because it can be of great help. Okay, but it's actually a trick too at the same time, because now if I can get you to smoke pot and I can make a government agency chemically create a natural herb that grows on the planet, if I can trick you into smoking engineered herbs, then I got you. So the promotion, and that's why weed was legalized, pot as you call it, is legalized, is so that I can put a bunch of chemicals on it. Or, you know, if you watch, we have a great team member, Aaron, with us. He can talk about this endlessly and is an expert. I can get anyone to grow food and beverages and vegetables. Let's not worry about what we're smoking. Why don't we worry about, like, why we want to smoke? So what, do we want to smoke pot? Do we want to smoke oregano? Do we want to... So the native, the legacy, let's do short-term history. The legacy Native Americans, they always used a peace pipe, didn't they?
Yeah.
No, why would they do that? What were they smoking? They didn't have Marlboro making tobacco, did they?
No. What were they smoking?
So they were smoking from the earth that was abundant. So it could have been sage. It could have been, you know, cauliflower. It could have been daisies. So please don't judge yourself. If it feels good, doesn't it feel good?
It sure does.
I've seen a lot of successes with marijuana. Seen a lot of successes. And it does stop you from thinking, doesn't it?
It sure does.
But I'm not going to endorse it because I still believe we could do better. That's my opinion. I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
I love you. Good day.
Good day.
Let's see. Do you think we have time for one more? Let's see if we have time for one more. Let's see. Gosh, I wish I had more time. Love you guys. Thank God I got to Sarah from Canada. Is it Sarah or Sarah? See, I live with someone from Australia, and I'm told that Sarah and Sarah are the same name, but they're different if you're in, you know, Australian family. Let's talk money. What's going on, Sarah? What's up with money?
Whatever mermaid prefers is what it's all about, right? This is all about mermaid.
Really?
Can you hear?
Do you think are you under the opinion she might be listening right now?
I sure hope so, because she's kind of the reason I called in today.
I know. I know. She's playing really coy. I don't know. She's right next to me, though. If you want to, I mean, she just doesn't think she's got it today. She's just like wants to be a participant. What's your question? I'll make sure she gets it.
Oh, you're so sweet. It's a little bit long-winded, so maybe I call in next week. It was, I'm actually calling in reference to what she kind of shared a few weeks back. I've been working up the courage to call in and speak to it. She kind of put questions to the audience about this idea of freedom and of peace and, you know, where we are with money and how we move forward. So I have some takes on it, but again, it's a little bit long-winded. And so if you're open to it, I'd love to call in next week and maybe have Mermaid with us.
Yeah, please do. What's the primary reason we need money? Can I ask you that? Is that all right? And what's the primary... Forgive me, I gotta be quick here because of time.
Yeah.
What's the primary reason for money and why do we use it is my question.
And I got a full set of gears, let's say, is how I look at it. I mean, I share your perspective and I kind of want to speak to the breakthroughs that have just come through in the last maybe few months where I've come to a little bit more peace about it so that I can participate because I was just so... You know, I couldn't even hear the word without being triggered. And even in that, you know, it's still mind energy being triggered at the word money and people talking about money and needing money. And I was still getting emotional about it. So I had to really look at that and see that we can't be, you know, so far removed from where we are. I understand that I'm likely living far, far beyond our time. And that serves a purpose. It serves a purpose to carry that, that heart space, that light, that perspective. I don't like to call it dimensions, but perspective on money so that we do create that ripple effect. So it does go away. But I think what I'm coming around to is that, you know, having, and again, I'm long-winded here, but again, you know, having mastered the corporate world, left the corporate world, and what I kind of look back on life and think of times of peace, you know, it's been peaceful not paying. I've got three banks and a lawsuit filed against me right now. It's peaceful not paying them and just laughing at them and watching the process, you know, implode on itself. But there's also peace in Friday night, you know, bills are paid. And that peace is what gave me the strength and courage to eventually let it all go and to liquidate assets and, you know, just turn my world upside down. And so I guess I'd just love to offer, yeah, a little bit more context of, you know, where that's coming from. But
yeah,
I think...
Nope, you're exactly right. Okay, so... the conference calls we're going to have coming forward, we're going to shake this out. So you don't have to call back next week. Just keep your subscription going, prescription. But someone wants to say something, I think.
Hello. Hello. Call in again next week. Hello. Call in again next week and we'll chat, because I didn't. Yeah, then I'll know what you know, specifically the question. I'd love to talk to you next week if you can call in.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much for coming on today. And I just want to say how much I love you both. And just thank you. Love thank you. You for all you do.
We love you. Okay, so keep it rolling. Forgive me, I have to drop the line because BBS Radio has other customers. And so I apologize. To everyone, just know we're going to have the 1-800 numbers coming out. I have to be patient here and make sure I take care. See, we can chat a lot more. So I'm sorry I missed all the other callers. Paul, Kelly, lots of people on here. Rhonda, like there's so many people on here I didn't get to. Don't give up on me. What do you got to say?
Oh, I just wanted to say to the Wisconsin girls, because I was a little slow there, that I do want to, I like to endorse all plants used for medicinal purposes, especially stopping your thoughts. And if it brings you into your heart and opens all these spiritual gateways within you, go for it. Plants all the way.
If we close our eyes and maybe realize there's more to life than what we have known. And I can't believe I've lived so long, living lies I knew wrong inside. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Bye.